下面念这个路加福音第四章二十五到三十七。有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意，爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍，如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下伊律各去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他，就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他，就动了慈心。上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来，交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。”你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说：“是怜悯他的。”耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”
你好。Good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here.
太好了，非常高兴到这里来。
And the Good Samaritan, when I first looked at this,changed completely in the way that I think about it when I spent some time looking at it closely. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you might speak to us today.
天父啊，我们祈祷今天你能来对我们讲。
That you make your word clear to every single one of us here.
你今天会把你的话语来讲，让我们每一个人都能听懂。
That we might acknowledge our great need for mercy, but then see in Jesus the wonderful answer to our great need.
让我们明白，我们每一个人都需要怜悯，并且能够看见耶稣就是那个，
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
And we thank you that we can know him.
我们感谢，因为我们能够来认识他。
We pray this in his name, amen.
我们以基督的名义祷告，阿们。
I would presume that, well, for most of us, all of you would know what it means to be a good Samaritan.
我想我们大多数人都知道这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Someone who does something good for another, and this story that you've just heard would have to be one of the most well-known stories from the Bible, wouldn't it?
我们都知道这个故事，对吧？我们都知道做一个好撒玛利亚人意味着什么，就是为他人做好事。这一定是圣经中最著名的故事。
But I wonder, do we remember why the story was told?
但是我想，我们是否还记得为什么耶稣要说这个故事呢？
Is it just, you know, go out and do a good thing today? Think about the good that you can be doing?
是不是只是为了说明做好事，或是说让你多想想你能做的好事？
You know, a cry, we need more good Samaritans.
亦或是一个呼召，说我们需要更多的好撒玛利亚人呢？
Well, yes and no.
这个答案是是，也不是。
You see, Jesus was responding to a question, well, two questions actually. The first being, What must I do to inherit eternal life? And the second, who is my neighbor?
耶稣在这里正在回答一个问题，实际上是两个问题。第一个，我必须做什么才能承受永生？第二个，谁是我的邻舍呢？
And Luke uses this little moment in Jesus' ministry, set in the bigger story, the story of Jesus walking toward the cross, to teach us something.
路加把耶稣传道中的这一小段故事放在耶稣走向十字架这么一个大事件中，使得这个故事不仅仅是关于做一件好事。
Which makes this story about much, much, much more than do a good thing. This story is about mercy, and it is magnificent.
这个故事不仅仅是关于做一件好事，这个故事是关于怜悯，那是高尚的。
To help, let me just show you very quickly. There is a pattern in our passage that is repeated twice.
在这里，我要告诉大家这个经文当中 有一个规律在里边重复。
Both times as we go through, you see the expert asks something, then Jesus asks something, the expert responds, and then finally Jesus commands.
这段经文里头就是出现了，首先律法师提问，然后耶稣反问，然后律法师回答，然后耶稣来了两个命令。
And this is important because it shows that the two questions are linked.
这很重要，因为它显示了这两个问题是相互关联的。
And mercy shapes the answer for both the questions.
而怜悯正是这两个问题的答案。
So let's take a look at the first question. What must I do to inherit eternal life?
先来让我们看看第一个问题，我必须做什么才能承受永生？
Firstly, the expert asks. You see, Jesus was speaking with his disciples when an expert in the law stood up.
首先来看看那个律法师的提问。耶稣正和门徒说话的时候，一个精通律法的律法师来站住。
Now, this is an expert in religion, a religious expert. He's not, you know, wearing a suit and a tie and standing up like that.
这个律法师是宗教的专家，他不是西装革履的律师。
And his standing up was actually a sign of respect, but his question reveals his hypocrisy.
他站下来实际上是一种尊重的表现，但他的问题却暴露了他的虚伪。
Verse 25 says he came to test Jesus, and in verse 29 to justify himself.
第二十五节，他说的那个，他说来试，他是要来试探耶稣。到二十九节那里边说的是要自己称义。
He came to show himself and everyone there, I am good enough to gain eternal life. I am the greatest.
他主要的目的就是要向众人来显示他自己，说我已经好到可以得永生。
But then Jesus asks, and he is, like we expect, brilliant. He uses the old answer a question with a question technique.
然后接着耶稣来问了。耶稣他很聪明，用提问的技巧来回答问题。
He says, well, you know it, don't you? What is written? How do you read it?
耶稣说你是知道的不是吗？律法书写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？
And the expert then responds. Verse 27, it says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself.
然后这个律法师回答了，他说你要尽心尽信尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
This guy is brilliant too. He has a brilliant answer for Jesus because he combines Deuteronomy 6:5, the Shema, and Leviticus 19:8.
这个人很聪明，这是个聪明的回答。 他结合了生命记六章五节和利未记十九章八节。
This is the most simple summary of the law of Moses. What we would see as the rules and the regulations that God's people were to live by.
这是对摩西律法的最高总结，他认为的神的子民应该遵守的规则和条例。
But he has brilliantly trapped himself.
但是他恰巧把自己给设了圈套。
And so Jesus responds now. And at this point, maybe a wry little smile may have creased his lips. And yet, his heart would be breaking.
接下来耶稣回答，这时可能一个苦笑会在耶稣的嘴边泛起，可是他的心是碎的。
You have answered correctly, Jesus said. It sounds like you knew the answer all along.
耶稣说，你回答的是，听起来你一直都知道答案。
Do this and you will live.
耶稣说，你要这样行，就必存活。
There's the command, and he's brilliantly trapped. Love the Lord with all, love your neighbor as yourself, have an unlimited and unqualified love for God and for people.
这是耶稣的命令，但是这恰恰就难住了这个律法师，要尽力爱主，爱人如己，对神和人有无限的爱和无条件的爱。
We are talking about perfect love of God and perfect love of people. Do this, all of that perfection, and you will live. You will have eternal life, he says.
我们谈论的是上帝完美的爱，对他人完美的爱，做到这样。你就有生命，有永生了。
That's impossible. It's impossible, but not in the mind of the expert.
那简直不可能，这个律法师不这么想。
He is convinced that he can do it, and so will come back for more, more that he can do.
他深信，而且还有更多的理由说他能做到。
Because self-righteousness, doing it on his own, that his salvation is his own and self-righteousness, that is what makes him saved. He doesn't need mercy.
因为自以为义，靠自己的行为来称义，就是他认为的救赎。自以为是的人不需要怜悯。
And all of us, every single person here today needs to hear this.
我们今天都需要听听这个。
It is impossible for us to keep that command without mercy.
没有神的怜悯，我们不可能持守这条诫命。
But we can easily become like the expert and think, my self-righteousness, my works can get me in there.
但是我们完全可能会像这个律法师那样想，靠我自己的义，我能达到目标，只要我做得好。
You know, if I'm just good enough for long enough, but everyone, every one of us is in need of mercy, and that is what the story that follows is all about.
我们会说，只要我做得够好、够久，但是我们每个人都需要神的怜悯，这就是接下来的故事所要说的怜悯。
We get a story about mercy.
然后我们就讲这个故事，关于怜悯。
You see, the expert isn't finished, and he asks again. A self-righteous person needs to and wants to justify themselves, don't they? Show that they can do it all on their own.
然后那个律法师又要问了，你看，律法师还没有完呢。一个自以为是的人需要并且想要证明自己是正确的，表明他们可以靠自己做到这一点。
And we're told in verse 29, that's exactly what he was doing when he asks, who is my neighbor? He was trying to justify himself.
这二十九节当中他问谁是我的邻舍呢？他主要就是要想来证明他自己是对的。
And right now he wants to narrow down to who he has to love so he can say, I've done it. You know, like, I only have to love this side of the room and not this side with all of you people.
在这里，他想要缩小那些应该被爱的人的范围，这样他就可以说我已经做到了。对这个律法师来说，他的意思就是我只要爱这边的人，不用爱那边的人。
For the expert, he thinks it is only God's people. Good on you, you're all God's people. God's people that he has to love, the Jews. Certainly not pork eaters, and definitely not Samaritan dogs.
对他来说，他觉得他只要爱上帝的子民和犹太人在这一边的，而那一边就是那个吃猪肉的和撒玛利亚狗，他不用爱他们。
Which is why what Jesus does in his response is so brilliant. Because he tells a story all about a Samaritan to ask his next question in the pattern.
这就是为什么耶稣的回答如此精彩。他讲了一个撒玛利亚人的故事来问他下一个问题。
In reply, Jesus said, verse 30, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
在第三十节里头，耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去，落在强盗手中。
Now the man in this story is pictured as a Jew on the road from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And we need to understand this road because the setting is a terrifyingly dangerous one.
这个故事里的人是个犹太人，在耶路撒冷去耶利哥的路上，我们需要了解这条路，因为这里的环境非常危险。
Jerusalem sits up on a mountain. Has anybody been there? Anybody been to Jerusalem? Any of these guys? I haven't.
耶路撒冷是在一个山上，他问我们在座的有谁去过耶路撒冷。
Oh, wow. Yes, so it's high, yes? It's in the mountains. And then Jericho, so that's 2,500 feet above sea level. Jericho is 800 feet below sea level.
他说耶路撒冷是在海拔以上2500英尺，而耶利哥城呢是在海平面以下800英尺，这两地的落差有3000多英尺。
And so you do the math, and it's over 3,000 feet descent on a road that was only 17 miles long or 27 kilometers through rugged terrain. So this is steep.
他说这两地之间只有17英里，那就是27公里。然后那个路穿过崎岖的地形，在崎岖的地形里非常的陡峭。
I've been told it's like descending maybe Yellow Mountain or sections. I've been on the Great Wall of China, sections of the Great Wall of China where it is very, very steep.
他说他想象就像从黄山往下走那样非常的陡峭。还有他去过长城，他说有一段长城特别的陡峭，就差不多那样。
Now people talk about taking bus rides on this road at night, thinking when they're in the boat, that in the bus, that they'll just topple off the edge because all they can see is black.
他说人要是在夜间从那里坐大巴，非常的黑暗，一边都是悬崖，那是非常的危险。
I've never been there before, and most of you, I'm presuming, haven't either.But the people listening know this place. It was familiar, and they also knew what happened there.
他说他从来没去过那里。他想你们大概也没去过，但是经文里的听众是知道这个地方的，而且很熟悉。
It was a perfect place for roadside robbers. See, lots of caves in the middle of the desert. There was even a place called, as Joshua 18 tells us, the Pass of Adullam.Which means blood pass.
这是一个非常适合过路抢劫的地方，在沙漠中有很多的洞穴，甚至有一个地方叫亚都敏关口，那个关口被称作是血的关口，在约书亚记里头有提到。
Jesus is telling a dramatic story in a familiar place, and people know this path.
耶稣在讲一个非常戏剧性的故事，在一个熟悉的地方，人们都知道这条路。
So it is no surprise when the man falls into the hand of robbers and is beaten, stripped, and then left for dead on the side of the road.
所以那人落在强盗手里, 被打, 剥了衣服, 又丢在路旁, 等死,
He is in a miserable situation, isn't he? I mean, he has lost everything. And because of this, he is either destined for death or for slavery.
他处于悲惨的境地, 他失去了一切, 正因为如此, 他注定会死,
So there's no credit cards in that day, no ATMs or bank accounts, no health insurance or traveler's insurance, everything. He's lost everything and he can't do anything.
那个年代也没有信用卡, 没有自动取款机, 或银行账户, 没有健康保险, 没有旅行保险, 他什么也做不了。
But then, by chance, verse 31, a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side.
但是偶然的机会来了, 第31节, 说偶然有一个祭司, 从这条路下来, 看见他, 就从那边过去了。
And we think initially, praise God, yes! Surely this man will help. I mean, he is a priest. He serves in the temple. I mean, he deals in mercy.
我们开始会想, 赞美神, 是的, 既有人来帮忙了, 他是个祭司, 在圣殿中公职, 施行慈爱。
But no, he passes by. No explanation given. He simply doesn't look with compassion and he doesn't deal out mercy.
但是, 没有，他经过那里，这经文里也没给出解释，他根本没有同情的去看一下，不乏慈悲。And
so the story continues, and another man, is this a second chance now? So too a Levite, but no.
故事继续，另一个人，这可能是第二个机会吗？第32节说，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他。
The Levite, similar status to the priest, the Holy One passes by too. This Holy One doesn't show mercy either.
这利未人和祭司的地位相似, 这圣洁的人经过也不乏怜悯。
Now, the way the story is going, we kind of expect as we listen that a layman is to come next. The expert might even think Jesus is about to say, and an expert in the law.
现在按照故事的发展，我们可能期待一个外行的俗人会出现，但是那些律法师恐怕会认为耶稣会讲一个熟知律法的人来。So
what comes next is shocking. Like it's meant to be really shocking.
所以接下来发生的事情 令人震惊,
a Samaritan? What? I mean, this is meant to shock when they say when he says it.
什么一个撒玛利亚人, 着实震惊。
You see, just the word Samaritan being mentioned at this point, people would have hissed in the crowd.
只要这个词一被提到, 人们一般都会发出嘘那个声音。
Jews and Samaritans didn't mix. In fact, there was this mutual hatred between the two. You've got to think Northern Ireland, Protestants and Catholics, or the history of North and South Korea. That's what it's like.
犹太人和撒玛利亚人不相合, 事实上他们相互仇恨, 就可以想象, 像现在的北爱尔兰, 那新教徒和天主教徒之间, 还有, 现在的南北朝鲜,
Those Samaritans were half-breeds. They had built their own temple on a different mountain. They were a stain. And this is exactly why Jesus uses one.
撒玛利亚人是半犹太血统, 他们在另一座山上建造了自己的寺庙, 他们是有污点的。 这就是为什么耶稣要来讲。
He is about to be the hero. The Samaritan, and his motives couldn't be clearer.
这就是为什么耶稣要来讲他，因为他将要成为一个英雄，他的动机是再清楚不过了。
In verse 33, it said, "He saw him and he took pity. He looked with compassion and showed mercy." But look how far he goes with his mercy.
第三十三节说，他看见了就动了慈心，怜悯他。现在要看，我们要看他。
Now remember where he is, on blood pass sort of thing, and it is a risk just for him to stop. He could get robbed too.
我们要记得，他是在那条非常危险的路上，停下来就会有危险的。
But he bandages up his wounds, and he wouldn't have had a first aid kit to pull out. The man is naked. The Samaritan is likely tearing his own clothes to bandage the wounds that have been washed with expensive ointments of wine and oil.
但是他替那人包扎伤口，他没有急救箱，那人又是赤身裸体的，撒玛利亚人可能会撕了自己的衣服来包扎，并用昂贵的油和酒清洗伤口。
Then he puts him up in the inn, leaving, it says, 2 denarii, 2 silver coins. Now, that means nothing really to us, but historians tell us that an average night at the inn was about 1/30th of a denarii. So he is paid for a couple of months' stay.
然后他又把那个人送到了旅店里，留下了两个地纳里，就是两个银币，可能对我们来说不足为道，但是历史学家说，那时的旅馆平均每夜住的费用是1/30地纳里，所以他的两个银币已经付了几个月的住宿费。
But then he goes even further. Whatever it costs, he says in verse 35. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. He purchases him out of slavery, basically.
然而他会做更多，他说他会要付所有的费用。第三十五节后半节他说，此外所有费用的我回来必还你。
The expert hears all of this and is either squirming or fuming, because right now is when Jesus drops it and asks, what does he ask? Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?
律法师听了这些，不是局促不安，就是怒火中烧，因为这个时候耶稣要来问这个问题了。第三十六节，耶稣问，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
There's only one answer, isn't there? But the self-righteous expert can't even bring himself to say Samaritan. He only says the one who had mercy on him.
答案只有一个，不是吗？但这位自以为是的律法师甚至不愿说出撒玛利亚人这个词，他只说是怜悯他的那个。
Jesus has flipped it. You see, by asking this question the way he does, the expert can't ask who is my neighbor, but now realizes it is about being a neighbor and about being a neighbor to all, because this story is about mercy.
耶稣抛出了这个问题，他这样问，律法师不再会问谁是我的邻舍了。他认识到要做邻舍，就是所有人的邻舍。这个故事是关于怜悯的。
So he commands, go and do likewise.
然后耶稣命令说，你去吧，照样行。
Jesus answers 2 questions in this story, doesn't he? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And who is my neighbor?
耶稣回答了两个问题，就是我必须做什么才能承受永生？谁是我的邻居？
The first question,What must I do? Is that what must I do? Which one's what must I do? What's it say? Ming, is that right? Yes? Yes? Good. The answer to this first question, you can't do anything.
这第一个问题就是我能做什么？答案是你什么都做不了。
The picture he paints of the man on the side of the road, that's a picture of us before God. Miserable, as good as dead, enslaved.
就像那个在路上被抢的人，我们就是那样的，我们在神面前的样子，就是痛苦，死了，被奴役。
But Jesus tells this story about a good Samaritan as he walks along a road. See, not only is Jesus brilliant, but how Luke presents this is brilliant too.
但是耶稣讲述了一个好撒玛利亚人行路的故事，不仅耶稣讲的精彩，路加的叙述同样也很精彩。
Back in Luke 9:51, it says, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And you know what's at Jerusalem? The cross.
在路加福音九章五十一节里说，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。你知道这个去耶路撒冷的路是什么意思呢？就是去上十字架。
And it happens on one occasion, coincidence, on this very journey that he tells this story, and then after it, it moves on as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, where to? The cross.
这好像就是偶然发生的，因为曾经他讲过那个故事，故事里的那个情节就是在这条路上，现在就在这条路上。
On the way,
他要去
sorry,
他要去上十字架。
On the way to the cross, we are given a picture of a man, the good Samaritan, who looks with compassion, who shows deep mercy, lavishing love, who rescues the miserable from dead and slavery, who redeems this man's life.
然后我们就看到了一个景象，好像一个好撒玛利亚人，耶稣他本身就是，他充满了怜悯，来看着我们，表现出深深的怜悯。他从死亡和奴役中拯救了那悲惨的人，他救赎了那个人的生命。
A man who was seen as dead is now alive, and it's not just any man, is it? But the Samaritan's enemy.
一个死去的人现在能活着。而那不是随便的什么人，而是一个敌人，就是撒玛利亚人的敌人。
Romans 5 verses 6 to 11 says, You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
罗马书五章六到十一节说，因为我们还软弱的时候，耶稣就按所定的日期为罪人死。
And in verse 10,For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more having been reconciled shall we be saved through his life?
第十节里边讲，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
Jesus is the ultimate good Samaritan, and we...are the man on the side of the road.
耶稣是唯一的好撒玛利亚人，我们就是那路边的人。
If we want eternal life, you can try as hard as you want, doesn't matter. We have to acknowledge our need for mercy and receive it from Jesus.
如果我们想要永生，不管你怎么努力，我们必须承认我们需要怜悯。
The expert,couldn't do it, could he? I hope we can.
那位律法师做不到，那我希望我们能。
Because when we do, we not only know that we have eternal life, but we understand the second question as the church can do the job of loving our neighbors.
因为我们不仅知道我们有永生，我们也明白这第二个问题，作为一个教会我们知道谁是我们的邻舍。
Who is my neighbor?
就是谁是我们的邻舍。
We can't be like the priest and the Levite who didn't look with compassion and mercy. We can't be like the expert of the law either who didn't need and therefore didn't look for mercy.
我们不能像祭司和利未人那样不带着同情和怜悯的目光，我们也不能像律法师那样不需要怜悯。
Because when we have received mercy, we can't help but show it, can we?
因为当我们得到怜悯的时候，我们会无法抑制的要显示出来。
When we know that there is nothing we can do, that all of us, every person you pass, is like the man on the side of the road, we will look at others and we will serve them just like Jesus does, just like the Samaritan did.
我们知道自己无能为力，所有的人都像那路边的人一样，所以我们要像耶稣那样，像撒玛利亚人那样来看顾他人。
So let's be a people who go and do likewise, because we know Jesus has paid the cost, loved us, even greater than what the Good Samaritan did.
让我们成为这样的人，去做同样的事，因为我们知道耶稣已经付出了代价，像好撒玛利亚人那样爱我们。
Let's remember that we've been taken from death to life,from slavery to freedom, because this story is about much, much, much more than being a good person.
让我们记住，我们已经从死亡走向生命，从奴隶走向自由，所以这个故事不仅仅是关于做一个好人。
And so too is the Christian life. It is about receiving, then likewise showing mercy. You see, how good is the Good Samaritan?
基督徒的生活也是如此，它是关于接受怜悯和是体现怜悯。好撒玛利亚人，那有多好啊！
阿门，谢谢。